This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Hello and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this extremely exciting live edition of the Toastmasters podcast. My name is Bo Bennett.
And my name is Ryan Levesque.
We are here at the 79th Annual Toastmasters Convention in Palm Desert, California. Beautiful hotel, beautiful weather, beautiful people. You couldn't ask for more, could you, Ryan?
Certainly not. Certainly not. It was 106 degrees yesterday afternoon, Bo.
And you know what? They say you don't feel the heat, but you know what? You do. And it hurts.
Right.
But it's not that hot in the hotel.
No. Nice and air-conditioned, climate-controlled.
You can't complain. But enough about the weather. Let's talk about this event. It's a multi-day event. Started on, or at least for the majority of the Toastmasters, starts on Wednesday and continues until Saturday night. Ryan, you arrived. We both arrived yesterday, but I was extremely sick from the travel. So I just stayed in the room the whole night.
Wimp.
But you were fortunate enough to go and do the Toastmastering things. Tell us about it. What did you do, and what did you experience?
Well, I went to the opening ceremonies last night, which was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Of course, the parade of flags from all over the world. Toastmasters is in 106 countries, so that's a lot of flags.
That is a lot of flags.
And Mr. Gary Schmidt, our international president, gave the State of the Organization report. And turns out, Bo, this has been a banner year for Toastmasters International.
In what way?
Oh, in terms of new clubs, chartered, distinguished clubs, growth of the organization. I threw out a lot of numbers. I didn't get them all down. But
do you know why that is?
Why is that?
It's because of the Toastmasters podcast.
I think so, yeah.
It's got to be.
We are driving up the numbers.
Deductive logic leads us in that direction.
That's right. That's got to be it. It's got to be it. Although we didn't get the credit for it last night.
No. I'm not surprised.
So, and then, of course, Todd Newton gave his keynote speech last night. He was very good. Put Your Best into Action was the title of it.
Yeah, it was a good speech.
It was. It was all about choice.
Yeah. What did you learn from it? What was your takeaway, Ryan?
My takeaway? Oh, gosh. There were so many. My favorite part of it was, beyond any specific takeaways, was just watching Todd, who is a Toastmaster himself.
Right.
And that was really awesome, having the keynote speaker be one of us, be a member of this organization.
Family.
That's right. And, he travels, as he shared with us on the pre-convention podcast. He travels all around the country and attends Toastmasters meetings in whatever city he happens to be in. So that was really great to hear from him. And he used a lot of really good spontaneous humor, a lot of humor related to specific to being here in this hotel in this environment and whatnot. So he
related the message to the audience.
He certainly did.
He got that direct connection going. Sorry I missed it.
Yeah.
Darn.
Yeah, you did miss.
Darn. Well, it's only the first day. There's plenty more, and I'm feeling great, so I'm not going to miss any more from this point on. What we're doing here, Ryan and I have a little booth, a little table set up in the main ballroom area.
Or outside the entrance to the main ballroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are Toastmasters everywhere. People are stopping by and saying hello, and it's great to meet so many Toastmasters. We are going to be asking Toastmasters questions today. And our first question that we wrote on the board out there
is, what are you most looking forward to at the 2010 convention?
That's right. So we're going to get a whole bunch of Toastmasters to give us some answers. And once that gets a little boring, we'll switch up the question. And we have our live event coming up on Saturday, and that's going to be very exciting as well. But we'll leave it here, and we'll open it up to the Toastmasters on the floor, and we'll ask the question. The question again was,
what are you most looking forward to at the 2010 convention?
All right, so stick around and listen to what people have to say. Thanks.
Bo and I are sitting here with Karen Twitchell. If that name sounds familiar, it's because she was on the podcast back in March, episode number 23, where she chatted with us about stage fright. Karen Twitchell, welcome back to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
So, Karen, we're going to be asking you the same question that we're going to be asking all kinds of Toastmasters here at the convention today, and that is, what are you most looking forward to at the 2010 convention?
Well, I'm here as an accredited speaker candidate for the second time, so what I'm most looking forward to is receiving that designation tomorrow afternoon.
Cool. And for those who aren't familiar with the accredited speaker program, can you just give a really quick synopsis?
Sure. The accredited speaker program is for professional speakers, and there are 58 in the world. I believe there are 6 women in the world. They started this program in 1981. And you either pass or you don't pass, and you're not competing against each other. There are 4 of us that are speaking this year, hoping to gain our accreditation.
Wow. What do you think your chances are?
Excellent.
If I were to put money on you, how much should I bet? Should I bet it all on you?
Wow.
All right, I like that kind of confidence.
I'm ready.
That's nice. What's some of the criteria to pass you or fail you? Is it just based on the quality of your speaking? Is it more of a subjective type of?
It's a combination of things. There'll be 5 judges in the audience that are anonymous. We won't know who they are.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen the judging sheet.
Right.
And they look particularly, the highest rated thing is how well you engage your audience. That's the main thing that they're looking for. But they're looking for all of those Toastmaster qualifications and how well you present, your eye contact, your appearance, all of the things, the organization of your speech, you know, all of those things that we all learn as Toastmasters, mm-hmm. but take it to a higher level.
And when will you know if you passed or not? Will it be today, pretty much right after the event? Tomorrow, right after the event?
Yes, usually, I think it's within an hour or so, the judges get together and determine what your scores are and whether or not you pass, and then they give you a phone call.
Well, please do let us know.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to that phone call.
All right. Good speaking with you again.
Thank you.
Wish you the best tomorrow.
Thank you.
Hey, Sherry Raftery here from District 31, Distinguished Toastmasters, Distinguished District 7 years in a row from Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Holla! What am I looking for most forward to the convention? Well, let's see. I got to take center stage when the keynote speaker, Todd Nugent, invited me up, and I got to say holler, and folks are wondering what holler means, but it just means hi. Give me a shout out. Then I just got the Excellence in Leadership Award at the Hall of Fame. I'm looking forward to see the semifinals, and hopefully our Paul from our district will do great, Paul Jones. And just keep continuing with everybody and meeting and greeting and connecting with all old friends, new friends. It's amazing. Hola.
I'm Maria Azucena Villacorta from Philippines Film Life Club. It's District 75, Division B, Area 11. Oh, this is my first time, and really what excites me is the meeting the other Toastmasters around the world. And today, even yesterday, I enjoyed very much meeting all of them, learning about them, how they started, something like that. And another thing also is to have this experience, that's as simple as that.
Hi, my name is Wes Hoover. I am from Founders District. I'm the new incoming legate. And my expectations of the conference are varied. I've heard so much good stuff. But the thing that I was looking forward to the most was the flag ceremony, because I've heard so many people talk about it. I was here for training, and what is so amazing is that now, beyond the flag ceremony, I get to see all these different districts from all over the world, and I get to network my fellow peers, and it's a great experience. It really is.
Hello, my name is Dan Jackson. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and a member of several clubs. And I'm coming here to renew old acquaintances, to learn new skills, to hone the present skills that I do have, and to be a better speaker, communicator overall. And I do that by making connections in a group like this.
Hey, happy people. This is Jesse Oakley, Mr. III. I am District 33 Lieutenant Governor of Marketing from Las Vegas, Nevada. And one thing I'm looking forward to in the Toastmasters Convention is the World Championship of Public Speaking. You hear some great speeches, inspirational thoughts, and it's just amazing. That's what I'm looking forward to, as well as a good camaraderie with friends. Take care and have fun, happy people. Bye.
Hi, I'm Glenn De Guzman. I came from Minnesota. I live in Apple Valley, Minnesota, and I'm a member of the Wells Fargo Stagecoach Speakers in downtown Minneapolis. I'm currently the Vice President of Education. Trying to improve myself, I just completed my Competent Communicator Manual last month, and I just joined last year. I'm still trying to learn more about Toastmasters. It looks like a rich program. I'm still working on the leadership track, which is what my priority was when I joined Toastmasters.
Hello, I'm Arlene Jaime from Three Rivers, California, District 33. I'm the division governor for Division G, and I am most looking forward to meeting people from all over the world, especially the ones from China, because I plan on moving there next year and helping out with Toastmasters in District 85.
I'm Sue Bandronico from Townsville, Australia. I love talking to people at the conference, meeting people from different countries, and I really enjoy going to all the educationals. That's what I came to the conference for.
Mo Hamilton, District 27. I am most looking forward to just networking with all the Toastmasters from around the world. I've had the opportunity to travel quite a bit and visit clubs, but this is really bringing it to another level.
Hi, my name is Michelle St. Pierre. I'm from District 27 over in Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. And the most thing I'm looking forward to in the convention is bringing some of the new ideas from the educational sessions back to my home clubs in D.C. area.
Hello, my name is Ryan Hackman. I'm from Plainfield, Illinois, and I'm looking most forward to learning how to get some insight on how to improve my speaking advantage opportunities, not just from my own perspectives, but from other people's perspectives, from all over the nation and from all over the world.
All right, the next question of the day is, what one piece of advice would you give to anyone new to public speaking?
Hey, Bo, it's Jeff Harris from Mandeville, Louisiana. Your question about what advice would I give for new to public speaking is it isn't about you. It's about the audience, and if you can take the focus off of yourself and shift it to the audience, it helps you with eye contact and definitely helps you make the connection with the audience.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is John Lau. I'm a Toastmasters living in Malaysia. What one piece of advice would I share with anyone who is new to public speaking? Before we communicate, before we say anything in our life, we need to have the idea, we need to have clear thinking. To me, there is refinement of thoughts, because thoughts become things. When our thoughts are refined, we transform ourselves. We used to say thoughts attract things to our life. Therefore, when we have a refined thoughts, we will have transformed our way how to react to people, how to get connected with people. So anyone who come, who is new to public speaking, this will be the key. Be a better person living in a more peaceful, connected community.
Hello, my name is Richard Elliott. I'm the LGM from Founders District. And what I would say to anyone new to public speaking is talk about whatever it is with passion and knowledge.
The best way to lose your audience is to give a speech. So if you're going to be new to public speaking, I recommend you never, ever give a speech. The best way to do it is to be in conversation with your audience. My name is Kristen DeLuca from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Stay in conversation and you'll remain the winner.
My name's Yingdan Liu. I'm from District 85. I'm district governor. District 85 covers mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. What one piece of advice would you give to anyone new to public speaking? And my answer is just to get to the stage. Don't need to think and worry about something. Don't need to think about anything. Just get to the stage. If you cannot, don't have a stage, come to Toastmasters and practice. Stage time, stage time, stage time, just like Darren LaCroix said. That's it.
My name is John Berganti. I'm from San Diego, California. So my one advice would be don't think of it as performance-based or like you're putting on a show or you're acting or you're performing in any way, but to speak from your heart. It's like the law of the heart, that if you're sincere and humble and you're speaking from your heart, you'll connect with the audience. Any kind of showmanship or, you know, doing something outside the scope of your speech, it's obvious to the discerning listener, and it'll take away from your speech. So my recommendation would be speak from your heart with sincerity.
Hi, Colleen McKay from District 18 in Baltimore, Maryland. And my advice is that you should just relax because people are with you. They don't expect you to fail.
Yes, my name is Pat Johnson. I'm a distinguished Toastmaster. I live in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. The one thing somebody could do if they want to improve their public speaking is join Toastmasters. It's in all the communities around the world, and it's the best program going for learning confidence and self-esteem when you're going to become a public speaker.
Hi, my name is Richard Stewart. I'm from Los Angeles, California. Grew up in Houston, Texas, and my advice to anyone new to public speaking is, first of all, find a Toastmasters club, because here's the simplicity of it. Talking to a group is just like talking to an individual. The only problem is we don't talk to that many groups, so every time we come across a group, we get embarrassed or afraid of it. So find a Toastmasters club, because that's what gets you in front of a group. Okay, so you found a group to talk to. Now, the first thing you need to do is, when you're introduced, before you say a word, you've got to smile and relax. Think Perry Como. You can't help but get relaxed. If you don't know who he is, think Dean Martin. But just relax. Think Dean Martin, Perry Como, then start your speech. Have fun. Thank you.
My name is John Bridge. I am out of Bellevue, Washington, District 2. And what I tell people is stories. Use stories in public speaking always. Use a simple, clear, easy-to-understand story and make a point. Typical story has to have conflict, some type of cure, and a lesson, and then drive your point home.
Marcel Holder, District 81, Barbados. Public speaking does not kill, it helps.
Hi, my name is Carol Steve, and I belong to four different Toastmaster clubs, and it's been a challenge and it's been exciting. And what piece of advice would I give to anyone new to public speaking? Never give up. Never ever. It doesn't matter what evaluation you get, believe in yourself and never give up.
My name is Pia Turner. I'm a Toastmaster from London, England. I'm with the Athenians. One piece of advice I'd like to give to anyone new to public speaking is remember everybody who's doing it, whether they've been doing it for 20 years or 10, or whether it's their first day like you, they were just as nervous as you are right now.
I'm Cindy Baldwin from Anchorage, Alaska. The one piece of advice that I would give to anyone new to public speaking is to find a great mentor and do what they ask you to do. They'll give you an idea, just try it.
Ted Corcoran from Dublin, Ireland. The best piece of advice for anyone new to public speaking is, of course, to join Toastmasters, but just don't stop by joining. Give a speech as often as you can and learn from your evaluation. Please finish your CC within at least a year.
All right, that'll about do it for day one of the Toastmasters convention. Ryan, your thoughts, day one.
Oh, fantastic. Wonderful day today. We met a lot of great people, attended two educational workshops, went to Lance Miller's workshop, followed by Sasha Strauss's workshop. Both of them were out of the park.
Good quality events, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Definitely. And it was different from the previous years because they were much larger.
The sessions?
Yeah, the sessions, the events.
That's right. Yeah, one of them, Sasha's session, was under the pavilion, which was a really, really large room, and it was very well attended.
Great. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to tomorrow, another fun-filled, education-filled day, and then Saturday, some education, a lot of fun.
That's right.
Yep. Looking forward to it. All right, well, we'll be back. Thanks a lot for joining us. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Take care, everybody. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.